You are listening to Concert Blast.
Until I hear it from you.
And you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Clarksville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Luann. I'm from Indiana, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Rachel Turner from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hello, this is Robin Wilson of the Jim Blossoms, and you are switching to Glide with Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Scotty Johnson from Jim Blossoms. You're listening to Concert Blast, Nashville, Tennessee, baby.
Tell me, do you think it'd be I could just crash here tonight. You can see I'm no sheep for driving. And anyway, I've got no place to go. Yet you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I may not be alone. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. Past is gone, but something might be.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook.
And Mike Arnold. How are you doing out there, everybody?
Well, good, man. We got a special guest tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Michael Fulgham here.
And who else we got here tonight?
Hey, it's Michelle Arnold.
Hi, I'm Rachel Turner.
Hey, we got a house full tonight.
We have a house full, don't we?
Tonight is at the Wild Horse Saloon again, and we're with the Jim Blossoms tonight. The Jim Blossoms were one of my favorite bands from the 1990s. Of course, I was introduced by the Jim Blossoms through my daughter, Michelle. That's why she's here with me tonight, and her friend, Rachel. But what we're doing here, we're out here at the 2nd Avenue right outside of Wild Horse Saloon, and we're having a good time because we're about to go in to see the Jim Blossoms. Right, guys?
Yes, we are, man. We're looking for a good show here.
We also have somebody else here with us tonight. What's your name, sir?
I'm John Burke.
Hello, John Burke.
Hey, there, Michelle's dad.
Who are we here to see tonight?
Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, what's some of your favorite songs by the Gin Blossoms?
Hey Jealousy. You can't beat Hey Jealousy.
I had to invite John here tonight because, what was it, last winter when you and I were in our den and we were digging them on the radio live, singing all the songs?
I ignored all my friends to spend some time with you and the Gin Blossoms.
You did, didn't you? And you were there that night, I think.
Carving pumpkins at the time.
What it was. It was Halloween. Okay, so let's go see Hey Chelsea, huh?
Hey Chelsea.
Come on.
We're going into the Wild Horse Saloon. Here we go, guys.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Diane from Nashville.
From Nashville, and you're here to see who?
I'm here to see the Jim Watson.
All right. And who are you here with? What's your name?
Jan.
And you're from where?
Nashville.
And what's your name? Where are you from?
Catherine. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Girls' night out, right?
Three more ladies.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I where? Know you.
Uh-oh.
You watch a lot of TV, don't you?
I may have seen you on TV, but I know you somewhere else. I know.
You know me.
What's your name?
Mike.
From where?
Concert West.
Mike who?
Arnold.
Maybe you were married to him.
No, I wasn't married to him. I know my three husbands. Three ex-husbands.
Okay. It's time to go, ladies. Hey, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Sarah, Clarksville.
Jason. You here to see the Jim Blossoms?
Yes.
Oh, you excited about it?
Yeah.
All right, some of your favorite songs by the Jim Blossoms.
Found out about you.
How about you?
Found out about you.
So you've been a long time Jim Blossoms fan?
A while, yeah.
Since high school.
How long ago was that? 3 years ago?
10.
10 years ago? My goodness, almost as old as me. You ever seen them before?
Never. I don't.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
We looked for a treat. I haven't seen them before.
You're good. They're good.
Good?
They're good.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks.
Say hello, Sierra.
Hello, Sierra.
This is Sierra at the Wild Horse Saloon, and you're what? You're the server?
Oh, yes, I'm a server here, and I'm loving it.
Oh, how long have you been at the Wild Horse?
Actually, I just moved here from New York. I've only been here for like 2 months, but I'm loving every minute of it. I'm a brand new face here at the Wild Horse, but I have a lot of fun seeing all the acts that go through. It's a major perk of the job.
Nice to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Perry from Cincinnati.
How about you?
Jackie from Florence.
Florence and then Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Now how'd y'all meet up?
Thomas More College.
Yeah. Oh,
Thomas
okay.
More College.
Where's that?
It's in Crestview Hills.
Yeah, it's in Kentucky.
Yeah, northern Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We traveled quite a bit to get here.
So how far is that?
About 247 miles.
So y'all big fans of Jim Block?
Yeah.
Yeah, very big.
What's some of your favorite songs then?
I like Follow You Down.
Yeah. I like Hey Jealousy. It's really good. One of the older ones.
Which one can you sing the best?
I can't sing. She sings way better than I do.
All right, so it's her fault. Go ahead. It's your turn.
I'm supposed to sing?
Yeah, what do you sing?
I can't. I'm so embarrassed.
Hey Jealousy. Y'all gonna be driving back tonight?
Oh, no, we stay here. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, that would be nuts. Yeah, y'all enjoy yourself and have a great time tonight.
You too, sir.
All right. Here we are, right in front of the stage of the Wild Horse Saloon, waiting on the Jim Blossoms to come on stage. What do you think about this, man?
I like the entrance music, going about 98.5 or something, man.
Can we talk to somebody else around here? Talk to you for a minute?
Absolutely.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Lynn, and I'm from Los Angeles.
Did you drive in all the way for this show?
But then again, we live here.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we do. Live in Franklin.
Live. Okay, how long have you been in Nashville?
5 years.
All right. You're a Predator fan, huh?
I am. Absolutely.
Right. Hey, wearing a Nashville Predator shirt, so Brian has something to say.
Well, when he's right, he's right.
Hey, what's your name?
Karen.
Where are you from, Karen?
Originally North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, you're a foreigner too, huh?
I am, but I've lived here 13 years. So.
You here for the Jim Blossoms?
I am, yeah.
Show me your favorite song.
Hey, Jealousy.
Nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Andrea Scarlatelli. I'm from Franklin, Tennessee.
Franklin?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Nashville.
Thank you.
You hear? Well, earlier tonight, I saw this young lady sitting in her chair about to fall asleep, it looks like. What was it you told me?
She was in eager anticipation for the band, you know?
There you go.
She needs it to wake up, so I'm just waiting for the Jim Blossoms to come out.
So now they'll be out here in about 2 minutes.
I cannot wait.
And you'll be awake by then.
I will definitely be awake. I'll stay awake the whole show.
Okay, what's some of your favorite Jim Blossom songs?
I gotta say, Hey Jealousy or Allison Road.
She's gonna sing Allison Road for us. I love this.
You would not want me to sing, trust me.
Okay. You leave the singing to the stage. Huh?
Exactly.
Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, no problem. Thanks.
I think we're getting close, Mike. What do you think, man?
The stage is set. The lights are off. The spotlight is going around. So we'll see. We got a pretty good crowd here tonight. We don't have the third balcony up, but we have the second balcony. It looks like it's pretty full. The floor is definitely full tonight.
Yeah, it really is. It kind of surprised me. When we first walked in, it looked like there might only be maybe 300 or 400 people, but I'd say there's probably close to 1,000 people here now. Hey, the Jim Boss is just ran across the stage. The music's still playing. It's like they're ready to go.
Are you ready, Brian?
I'm ready as soon as they turn the lights on, man.
I'm ready, too. That's going to be a good show.
The Jim Blossoms, here they come. Robin just came out on stage. He's doing peace signs out. And here come the Jim Blossoms. Well, now it's time for our concert review. As you listen so far, we were having the time of our life, and so was everybody else there. What do you think?
I tell you what, man. You had to be there, experience what a great show the Gin Blossoms put on, I'm telling you.
Well, I had to get used to it, actually. I mean, their music isn't really a lot of upbeat rock music, so their show isn't a lot of rock beat, upbeat, come at you, slam, slam, slam. It's like, to me, I would retitle this as An Evening with the Gin Blossoms.
I was going to say something similar to what Mike said. You know those old-timey percolators you see in cafes where they'd have to get warmed up and build up till you get a good cup of coffee out of them?
Yeah.
That's what this kind of hit me as. Like, I was thinking about midway through it is good music to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Especially the way the song list went, they definitely kind of started slow.
Yes.
And the whole show just built up and got bigger and bigger and more exciting as it went on.
But at the end, the water was boiling.
Oh, was it ever. Wow.
I'd say about halfway through it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the whole tone of the show changed.
Yes.
It really did. It really did. I mean, here comes the hits. I mean, look out.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah. And it was more upbeat as you went down through the show.
None of it was bad.
That's right. That's
none of it was bad.
That's right.
It was all excellent music. It just wasn't as rowdy as it got toward the latter half of the show.
Okay, let's get right into it. They started off with, you know, just walking out there, as you just heard. And now they started off with a new song from their, well, not new song,
about
a song
old.
From the latest album,
yeah.
Major Victory Lodge. This is a song called Come On Hard.
Staring at the starlight, I can't smell those brackish waters. Swear I've had this feeling here before. Come on hard at night, I cry for you and all the others. I promise I won't hurt them anymore.
One thing I noticed with their first song is when Robin comes out there, there's a center of the stage that comes out to the crowd, and he's you know, doing his tambourine around, and he's
handing
it to people too.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Pretty cool.
He got the crowd involved down front by handing them a tambourine, gave them work to do.
Yep, absolutely. I thought it was pretty neat.
Well, you know what? Kind of going back, we've never seen this band before,
right?
And they're out of basically, you know, the early '90s, late '80s, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
And I think they formed in like '87, '88. I happened to look up some old information about them, and man, they look so different from what they do now.
Yes. Especially Robin. He's got that short hair.
Robin used to have long hair about down to his shoulders, and now he's got very close-cropped hair.
Yes.
But think about it. When was the last time we did a show that all three of us had never seen the band before?
Yeah, that's very odd. That would
I don't think there ever happened.
You know what, Tom? Think back, man. We were supposed to see these guys last year in May when my car pulled
at Memphis in May.
Yeah, my car hooked onto a concrete parking block, and I dragged it halfway through a parking lot.
That is very
true. Then the battery went dead.
Yes.
So we missed the Gin Blossoms in Memphis last year. But we were supposed to have seen them already.
Yeah, but this has been a little bit better setting. We had some good seats as usual. Thank you to the Wild Horse Saloon for always taking care of
us. Absolutely, Mike. We appreciate it.
That went right into their second song, Until I Fall Away.
If it's a resting pain in the spot where we fell, where I thought I'd let go. It's loose now, but we could try.
Until I fall away.
And then the next song they broke out with was Learning the Hard Way. For Jesse, I mean, I tell you what, man, you really found out how good this guy can play the guitar.
Yeah, he kind of showed off there at the end of that song.
Yes, he did, man. He was really good, too. And one thing that was impressive, too, is that's when he joined in with Robin to join those background vocals, and boy, it just really shined in.
The next song, though, was a special request. He said, we're going to call it Audible. Now, this song is one I would start off the show with. He's calling it Audible because Doug, their manager, requested this song that night, and it's called
Day Job.
Is this home? Cause I forgot if it is the things a lot. Cause I can't pretend to know one and from the other. I should have been a whole lot farther. I'm never going back to college. It just was a good day job.
Robin came out after this song, and he was talking about Gary McIntyre, who is their tour manager, and he said, I want to thank everybody. I think something about their special food here tonight, because this guy's been the head chef at the Wild Horse for years.
Yeah.
And then they brought out, then they brought Gary out.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Here came out another new song called
Someday Soon.
Someday Soon.
What was really unusual about this song is it got a trend going with Robin using all these people's cell phones and sings.
This is the first time that someone handed him a phone, and he took the cell phone like he was talking, but he was singing in the mic. And so you people who are listening on the other end, I'd like to know how good that sounded.
I would love to know, too, because I was very curious about that.
Yeah.
I would think it would have been rather distorted.
But he sings soft. You know that.
But, yeah, he also leaned it away from his mouth,
yeah.
too. So he might have been able to hear himself.
Right. Yeah.
I thought that would mess you up trying to do that, you know?
You would think that, yeah.
As Tom said, that started a whole trend because from then on out, when he wasn't using a harmonica or getting people to clap their hands or using a tambourine, he was on the cell phone singing.
I'm thinking, why did you people pay and get down here?
No kidding. No kidding.
The next song is one of my favorites. It come off the greatest hits album called Found Out About You.
I think that was the beginning of the show just starting to rock, because it was a song that everybody had heard. They got up on their feet. They started singing with Robin and Look Out.
And this song is
Fool for the Take.
Because the next song was called
Heart Shape Lock.
Who's a girl with a heart shape lock? Soul survivor on the post team scene. Lights me up like a bottle rocket. Cleopatra makes Sandra Dean. Yeah, the girl's gonna ruin me. Who's a girl with a heart shape lock?
I was getting into it. I said, this is beautiful music, but it ain't rocking by any stretch of the imagination, but it's great music.
Robin's voice just shined on that song. I mean, he sounded so good on that.
He always told a lot of stories in between these songs. Let's listen to what he said about how someone came up to him and asked him who was playing tonight.
Thank you. I dig rock music. Clearly, most of you do too, since you're here. Yeah, I thought it was funny. I was standing on the street next to the bus, and somebody walked by, nice Nashville gentleman, and he said, "Who's singing in there tonight? Like, it's the same band every night, but it's a different singer." I thought that was kind of funny. Nashville.
The guy came up to him on First Avenue behind the Wild Horse, mm-hmm. where the tour buses are, and yeah, he didn't know who he was from Adam, you know?
Well, I tell you what, I do remember this this part when he kind of asked everybody to get to clap, and he said, yeah. "Trust me, I'm a professional."
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. You don't have to worry about it.
And that's when they broke into Supergirl.
Supergirl flying through the atmosphere, touching down in Paris so many years and cheers. It's a superhero's world when you finally come back.
And this is where he says, "Okay, guys, this is one for the kids," and that song is
Lost Horizons.
Lost Horizons, I can see, are filled with bars and factories.
After Lost Horizons is when I think it got turned up a notch. Matter of fact, about three notches. Because he came into one of my favorite songs, again, from the greatest hits, Allison Road.
Now I can't hide on Allison Road, so why not try on Allison Road? I know I want to love her, but I can't decide on Allison Road. Lost at the time, eyes in the sun, the road wasn't wide, and I went looking for an exit sign. All I wanted to find tonight.
Oh man, that was a great song to hear. I mean, it just really brought back memories of what the Gin Blossoms hits that they had back
then. That's probably one of my first songs wonderful. I've heard by them. I think you're right about that.
Well, you notice how Mike said this is one of his favorite songs, and he always says, from the greatest hits.
Yes.
Exactly.
There's a clue.
Two albums were portrayed that night, the latest album and the greatest hits album, and that's all you need.
Really, you do. I mean, to introduce their newer stuff, which was released in June of 06, and all their hits, tracing back to the very late 80s.
And that's all anybody needs to focus on when it comes to a concert. You need to give everybody your hits, and you need to give them some samples of your new stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of hits, I mean, the next song is one of their biggest songs.
Probably the biggest.
Again, off their greatest hits album. And, of course, that is Hey Jealousy.
If you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. Because all I really want to be with you, feeling like I matter too. Defy and bloom the whole thing years ago.
And that even got the people up out of the seats who had it planted in the soft, fuzzy couches all night.
And the one thing I kind of noticed, I kind of looked around the crowd, and I'd say probably 75% of the crowd were females, and they really were singing that song. It meant something to them. You could kind of tell when they were playing the song there.
Well, let's hear the females sing then, Tom.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let the car chase us around.
They were enjoying that, weren't they?
They really were. I mean, they were just really having a blast, and you could just see it in their eyes. They were smiling and having a good time.
And they kept up the pace right after Hey Jealousy. They went song after song after song, but the next one was Long Time Gone.
I'm a long time gone, keeping your secrets for too long. Baby, you ain't half of what you used to be. In this dim October sky, I've got no tears left to cry, and I'm finally learning you can't be too strong. I'm a long time gone.
Long Time Gone, as you just heard, is another upbeat song. This song is probably my favorite song off the latest album. I love this song.
You know, one thing we haven't done yet, Mike?
What's that?
We haven't introduced the band.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've kind of mentioned Jesse and we mentioned Robin.
Yeah,
we haven't really gone through everybody.
We hadn't talked about Bill. Bill Lean is the bass player. Now, he was probably, if you can imagine, just looking at the stage, and there's two guys to the right of Robin, Jesse to the left of Robin, and the drummer in the back. But they kind of stay stationary, don't they? It's not a real big rock show, even though Bill, the bass player, gets into it pretty good.
He really does. And one thing I noticed, too, is when he first came out at the show, he had glasses on, and he looked much older. Do you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
And then about midway, he took them off, and he looked at least 15 years younger. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Bill, there's a little hint there for you, buddy.
That's right, man. But he was bouncing around that stage more than anybody.
Yeah. You're saying he looked kind of like a librarian?
No.
Or college professor.
That far. Uh-huh. No.
But Jesse over to the left, if you're looking at the stage to the left, Jesse was over. He studies what he's playing. Have you noticed that, how he gets into it with his concentration?
He really does, man. He wants to make sure that, you know, he's going to play that guitar right, and he does, man.
And then Scott Johnson over on the right, he's over to the right-hand side. He's just having a good time. Big smile on his face, just enjoying the night.
And you can tell on his face that he really enjoyed the crowd. I think he really enjoyed Nashville, and he really enjoyed the Wild Horse Saloon.
The drummer. Man, Scott was awesome.
I tell you, he's a hard-playing son of a gun.
Very hard.
He had a cage around him, a plexiglass cage around him, and Tom was mentioning to me, look how hard he's beating those drums. But he was wearing it out.
He really didn't even, Tom and I were talking about, he didn't even need to mic those drums.
No.
If it wasn't for the plexiglass being there, it would have blown everybody away, especially on stage.
Well, the band on the whole has a beautiful, clear, crisp sound to them. Unmistakably beautiful vocals, great harmonies, great melody. It's all a very good package. And if you've never seen these guys before, you got to get out there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This next song is slowed it down a little bit, but it's such a big hit that everybody don't mind the slowing down part.
Till I hear it from you.
I didn't ask, you shouldn't have told me. At first I'd laugh, but now it's sinking in fast. Whatever lips on me. Well, baby, I don't wanna take advice from fools. I just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you.
People were standing on their feet, they were clapping. Robin was getting him to sing along. They were just dancing. I saw him looking up at the other tiers of people and waved to them, and they were just having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
They really were.
Well, plus that part of the stage that Tom mentioned earlier that jutted out into the crowd, he used that a lot more toward the latter half of the show, where he actually came out and encouraged the crowd to clap their hands, and he played his tambourine. And by that time, he was carrying around roses with him.
Yeah, somebody had given him some roses, mm-hmm. and he was holding them, and he gave somebody his tambourine to play while he was singing. And
it was funny. He was trying to put it in his pocket. It didn't quite fit too well. I thought that was funny.
Then they closed up their set for the night with one of my favorite songs by them, too. Again, off of their greatest hits.
Yep.
Follow You Down.
Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down.
I think that was just a great song to end the night with before the encore. And again, he's thinking Nashville. I mean, he just, you know, is having such a great time. You could definitely tell that he didn't want to go off the stage.
Yeah, listen to him leave the stage.
Oh.
Blossoms leaving the stage.
Oh, man, everybody stayed on their feet too, baby.
Everybody in the Wild Horse Saloon is going crazy.
Come alive.
It has. Since the first came on, it's a big difference. Robin has got this crowd into a frenzy, and let's see what happens in an encore. Up there, it's like an acoustic
up there.
A what?
They got him a black acoustic up there. Definitely making this white.
Yep, they're making this white, all right. Are we gonna hear some more? What's left?
One more hit song out of their back pocket.
There you go. I want to hear a cover tune. And they're back out. At least Robin's back out here, not the band yet. And he's got acoustic guitars.
I think he's going to be the only one, too.
We'll see.
We'd like to play a couple more songs because you're really cool.
Like the surprise when they come back.
You know, it was a very big surprise. You know what? It took a while for them to come back, though.
But it was actually a shock what they played.
How they did it.
Because Robin came out by himself first.
Yes.
Slapped on an acoustic guitar and started playing. What did he play? Rocket Man by Elton John.
On an acoustic guitar by himself.
You had to be there to experience that because you would never think that would ever go off.
Everybody's singing that.
And it took me a while to figure out what it was. I knew the words. But until we got to the chorus, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you would never think that an acoustic would be playing Rocket Man.
Well, you wouldn't think that he could carry it on because Elton John.
Yes.
You know, yeah. That's it. That's it. Yeah. But did a wonderful job covering that song.
Yeah. They said they had one more to do. Listen to Robin introduce this next song.
Thank you. Nashville Rocks. Hey, Gary, welcome home to the Wild Horse Saloon. Way to go, brother. Gary's family, cheers! Rock and Rollers of Nashville, we salute you. Here's a song by the Plimsolls of Hollywood, California. Y'all have a great summer. Cheers!
And this song is called Now by the Plimsolls. Now it's over. Let's listen to the fans and their reaction.
What do you think of the show?
I loved it. It was amazing. He was so good-natured. It was very personal.
He definitely, yes. He put up with a lot with the cell phones. He was wonderful.
You think he liked Nashville?
I think he did. I think he really did.
He better come back.
Yeah, you probably will see him back for sure.
Hopefully.
Yep. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you.
See you too.
What'd you think about the show tonight?
Great show. Sounded really well.
How about you?
It was wonderful.
What's your favorite part?
Everything. The way they interacted with the crowd. It was a great show. They really played the audience.
They really played the audience. It was great.
Thank you.
Well, how did you like the Gin Blossoms tonight?
They were way better than I expected.
Oh, really? How about you, ma'am?
Oh, I just loved them. They were awesome.
I haven't seen them since high school. So.
Well, I've never seen them, so this is a great pleasure for me.
That's good. That's good.
Have you seen them before?
No, never before. It's my first time. They were awesome. I can't wait to see them again.
What's your name?
Nick.
Where are you from, Nick?
Right up the street.
All right. You live downtown?
Yep. I like it.
Well, you have a good night, Nick.
All right, thanks. You too, man.
Okay, tell me what you thought.
Fabulous.
They're rocking, weren't they?
They were rocking.
Tell us your name, where you from?
Cindy from Memphis, Tennessee.
And that's right, I was talking to her earlier about the Memphis show. They've already seen the Gin Blossoms about three other times, right?
Yep.
So they didn't disappoint you?
Oh, no. It's fabulous. Great venue.
Concert Blast, we're doing a review of the show tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you did a great job tonight.
Well, thank you.
Can we have a picture?
Yeah. We're doing an interview?
If you want to.
I'd like to say how it all started.
Okay.
Back in 62 when I was born in Denver, Colorado.
So that makes you what, 45, right?
Almost.
Very cool.
There wasn't an unhappy person that whole night, was there?
I think everybody had a great time. We couldn't find anybody who was disappointed.
Absolutely. I mean, they really were just thrilled to death to be able to hear the Gin Blossoms. And it looked like most people had probably seen them for the very first time ever. Mostly girls, but, you know, I don't mind that. Do you,
well,
Brian?
Because... Well, you know, we had to suffer through it.
Oh, I know you hated it, didn't you?
But you got to remember what their music is, basically. It's much lighter music. It's not nothing hard edge that would draw most guys. I got to admit, I had to go there with an open mind myself because I was thinking, till I hear it from you.
You think you're going to do a mellow show, you know?
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be a kickback, drink your glass of rosé kind of show.
Hey, we didn't want Brian to sit on the couch because we were afraid he'd fall asleep.
That's true. He wouldn't be out there taking pictures like he's supposed to.
You get too comfortable.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
I tell you what, I'm always open, but these guys did more than just pleasantly surprise me. They made it a wonderful experience, man.
All right, let's go through with it.
Yeah, that leads us right into the blast call, Brian. Yeah. You're on a good roll there. Go ahead, man.
Okay, if I got to say anything about them, I say, first off, you got to experience them.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Killer vocals. Just wonderful vocals, harmonies. The music was intricate and wonderful. I got to admit, I'm glad when I started picking up the pace about midway. Because I was going, come on, speed it up a little bit.
You're getting a little tired, weren't you?
But I still liked it. Even though part of it was slow, I still liked that part. But I loved the latter half of the show. Robin's voice is just crystal clear and sharp. Of course, it didn't hurt that we got to meet some of them after. That kind of helped me like them a little bit more.
Yeah. Better believe it.
But I got to say, I thought this was a great show. I give it about a 9.2.
Not bad. None of us seen him before. We didn't really quite know what we were going to walk into. The way it started off was like pretty typical what we thought, kind of slow. But I like how they did their set list. Again, like Brian says, yeah, it kind of started off, you know, a little slow and this and that. But there was still energy there. You know, a little tidbit here of a hit song. And then, like you said, man, it just blew us away. The energy level just took off. The quality of the musicianship was absolutely fantastic. They really kept you into the show. They're good entertainers. Robin's voice was just still fabulous. It's exciting to be around a bunch of people that are enjoying the show because we could hear them singing and clapping at the same time. Yes, always rate it higher when we get the opportunity to meet them backstage, like Brian says too. So again, that's a nice thrill too, to be able to be a part of that. And again, Wild Horse, we definitely thank you for that. I'm going to be right next to Brian. I'm going to give it a 9.3.
Okay, for me, I have to say, first of all, the Gin Blossoms was my favorite 90s band. But then again, my expectations were higher because I liked them so much. So therefore, I have to go through their set list, and I would say I would start off with Day Job, like I said earlier. Mm-hmm. I would start off upbeat and then slow it down and then build it up. But they kind of slowed it down at medium speed at the beginning, went up for Day Job, went back down for Someday Soon, and then it kind of mellowed down. Came up every now and then, came down just for one song. But when they hit Allison Road, and they went the rest of the set.
Look out.
It was a 10.
And it was a slow, tumultuous build. And then it just took off near the very end.
It was a 10. And my daughter was looking at me, and she said, you don't care for this, do you? And I said, it's okay.
Yeah.
But when it hit Allison Road and went all the way down to all those upbeat songs, hits or no hits, they were upbeat songs, I was digging it. Till I hear it from you, I would have put up above Allison Road, actually, because I would have kept all the fast and upbeat songs together there to close out the show. I did predict that they should close out with Follow You Down, and they did that. I'm glad they did that. I just wish they'd start off with Day Job, because it's that drumming and would really made a good intro. Rocket Man, I thought that was fabulous.
Nice surprise.
I liked the Plimso song, but I'd rather had A Million Miles Away, you know,
if
you're going to do one by them.
That's true.
The other thing is I wish I could have heard some different songs, such as Idiot Summer and Mrs. Rita. And I would have loved to have heard As Long As It Matters. They have a lot of songs that I like that they did not play. But they did play a good hour and a half, if not more.
Well, yeah, I got to say one thing. These guys, Gin Blossoms, are on tour through the end of this year. pretty much at least 2 to 3 weeks out of each month through December. Mm-hmm. So if you have the opportunity, go see these guys, man.
Absolutely.
You won't be wasting your money. Well worth the effort, well worth your time.
But be expecting what we're saying. Don't be expecting a big rock show. Like, I got my hopes up thinking it's going to be a big rock show, and I should have known better.
See,
but
Tom and I were smart. We had no expectations whatsoever.
That's right. Well, being all that said, Robin's vocals are right on it. The musicianships are right on it. Everybody. But anyway, my turn to rate, I will say 9.0.
Ooh.
Pretty consistent.
I don't believe he ever goes above us.
No, not normally. He's a little bit more pickier than we are.
Robin, you're going to have to like send him an autographed picture of yourself, man.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I did like it. And I would definitely go see him again. There's no doubt about that. I would. What I really liked was after the show, and we were invited backstage by the assistant general manager of the Wild Horse.
Who's that, Mike?
Mr. Man. Craig Norris, yes.
We do appreciate it, man. You definitely take good care of us.
Yeah, because you had, who's the man guarding the door, man? Let's mention him.
T!
Big
T!
I tell you, and T might as well be B for brick wall, because you aren't getting by this man. Just back up now.
Back up. He meant business, too.
Yeah.
And you know the funny thing about it was?
He was nice the whole time.
That's right. He made me go back and get Craig to make sure it was okay.
Mike, Craig, man, T, keep him.
Yes, he's a good guy.
He was doing his job.
He is firm but in control, man, but he is very polite.
Yes. But I tell you what, man, once we got back there, it was rocking back there. There was a lot of people back there. There was a lot of activity and talking to the band members. Yeah. A lot of people.
And ribs.
And at the outro song today, you will hear Robin singing with Tom and me.
Absolutely.
While Brian sat back and just smiled.
I didn't laugh out loud.
And everybody in that area said, man, that sounded good.
That's right, because everybody was looking the hallway. What in the world are y'all doing? But I thought it was good, too.
We're going to close it out here with the backstage experience, and we'll leave from the backstage area at the Wild Horse Saloon. Well, here we are going backstage at the Wild Horse Saloon. Let's see what's going on here.
Stop. I need this group.
This guy right here.
Start with this guy. Take a step back. Seriously. Take a step back. Start with this group.
Ciao.
All right, get Craig for me, because I can't let you guys back here without passes. I need to have passes. I don't have no way of getting hold of Craig. So as long as you have passes, I'm good. But I gotta have that pass. I'm so sorry. I don't mean nothing by it.
You go find it. Run!
Okay, now we'll get back here. Unless you have the two passes, I can't let
Who's with you? Everybody close to you.
Okay. They're good.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, so stay with me for a minute.
I will.
You guys
stay right here. Okay.
Yeah. Now, who's with you? Is this everybody with you?
Yeah, that's right here.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank
I'm sorry
you.
About that.
Sorry. Right.
Thanks. You guys can go ahead. Go in the break room, do whatever.
What's your name?
My name's T.
T?
Yeah.
I tell Mike he did a great job.
Oh, okay.
Great job,
T. Well, Scott, we thank you for inviting us back here for a meal.
I'm so glad you guys are here for the ribs.
Yeah, we can smell them.
Yeah, we know we're at Mexican, now we're going to barbecue.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
he was wanting for you to ask him a question, Rachel.
Come on, Rachel.
You want to ask.
Work tonight, Rachel.
He embarrassed me all night long with you guys.
Get him to sing that song. What's that song?
Tell him the name of the song you like so much.
Okay, I used to think it was Hey Chelsea when I was like 10 years old. Okay, that was a long time ago.
10 months ago, you met.
Instead of Hey Chelsea, it was Hey Chelsea.
Yeah. So it's been the joke.
So that's like a special song for you.
It is. So when it came on, I was just belting it out. Right, so. Cool.
Well, I'm proud to be part of your childhood.
How about
Hey, it's Mike Arnold with Concert Blast.
Oh, cool.
Podcast. We're reviewing the show tonight.
Oh, cool. All right.
Can we get a picture?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, you're
with me. I've been taking pictures all night.
This is really, Brian.
I want to be on the other side.
Did you call somebody on something?
That was cool, though.
Yeah, that was the best thing I've seen in the world.
I'm Tom with Concert Blast. Great show, man. Great show.
Thanks. I'm Robin. Nice to meet you.
Yep. The what?
The Kings?
Yeah.
The Kings.
Oh, the Kings.
Kings. They had a song called Switching to Glide. And they did this liner in the middle of the song. Oh, we're the Kings, and they're switching to Glide on 98. And they did it for every radio station in the country.
Oh, wow. Kind of caught on a little bit probably.
Now you know.
I love Rocket Man.
Good.
Oh, I did. That sounded great on that acoustic.
Hey, you like Sly and the Family Stone?
Yes, I do.
I'm gonna play some bottom so that the bass can groove along.
That's right.
Can we see you?
And now I need ice in my drink.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll let you get it with everybody. Thank you again.
See you.
I appreciate it.
Cheers.
This is Mike signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
Michelle signing off. Rachel signing off.
I'm going out, Michael.
And Tom signing off.
Woo! That was a tough one. God bless you, everybody. Goodbye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
Perfect.
Very good, Robin.
We'll wreck all these guys' throats.